Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to show number 66 of Radio Oscillations. You've just been listening to Dark and an LP called Dark Round the Edges. I've just got some sleeve notes here for you. It's one of the greatest guitar-heavy psych records in the world. Dark Round the Edges was originally issued in an edition of around 50 copies, mostly for friends, family and the odd record company. Its reputation blossomed into something resembling an original Van Gogh. This album is the only holy grail for lovers of fuzz-driven hard rock and has been the most sought-after privately pressed LP on the planet. And it's a pleasure to play hopefully all of it tonight, and interspersed in between Dark and Dark Round the Edges and the luxurious nature of that album. I've got some Rodion Roska. Rodion Roska. We'll be right back. There you go. That was Rodion Roska, and this is a compilation on a Strut, and it's Rodion Roska's Lost Tapes. Rodion Roska was a Romanian electronic and prog rock producer, and it goes from the 70s up to about the early 80s. Anyway, the first tune that I played you was Dark Side from Dark Round the Edges LP, and the Rodion Roska track was called Alpha Centauri. So this is pretty much the flavour of the show tonight. I'm going to be jumping in between the two acts. So the next tune is Maypole by Dark.
Thank you.
There you go. That was Maypole. I urge you to get a copy of this album because it's absolutely stunning. It's on Lights in the Attic, which is a really good label. I've got a Rodriguez reissue that was released on there. You get a sort of extensive sleeve notes, and just you think to yourself, why have I not heard this before? Because I was just saying to Mick, it's probably one of the best albums I've heard, like, for a very, very, very long time. Anyway, this is Kantek Fulga. Go. That was Kantek Fulga by Rodion Roska. It's a Lost Tapes compilation that's just been brought out of Rodion's back catalogue, and it's from 1978 to 1983. Lost Tapes always make me laugh. That title does. It's like they're no longer lost, they're found. So maybe they should be called the found tapes.
Yeah, there's a very Eastern European feel to that as well, that one there. It also sounds to me very sort of aggressive cluster as well, you know, especially with that drum machine going in the background, you know. The really old one you find on home organs and things from back in the early 70s.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting little concept that we've got going tonight, like fitting between the two different worlds apart styles. Anyway, this is Live for Today.
Thank you.
How good was that? wonderful track, Live For Today. Believe the hype of this record. It's fantastic.
Yeah. The tight fuzz of the guitar reminds me an awful lot of John Vinesay of Amandul 2. Reminds me of his guitar bit in the middle of Dim Guten Schönen Waren off Fallow's Day. Yep.
Yeah, and this is Caravan. That was the wonderful Caravan. I just had a thought. It's interesting listening to Roddy and Roska's work, especially when you put it into the context of when he was making the stuff. It would have been when Ceausescu was knocking around, so it's hardly surprising that he probably deliberately lost his tape so he couldn't conform to a sort of a Western ideal. Anyway. This is RC8 from Dark.
Down below gets stuck in oil.
Go. That was the excellent RC8. Beautiful little toilet flush in the middle of that tune, Mick. Nice humour connected to that track.
And also the emptying of the gazunda, or the potty, the noise, the ding, when he kicked the potty under the bed.
Disco mania.
Thank you.
There you go. That was Disco Mania from Rodion Roska. We're trying to cram in as much as we can, so here's The Cat.
Your cat, and you, the scene you create, would be one of heaven. But that was a chance I had to take. I can't live without you, woman.
was the fantastic Cat. We're going to try and cram Citadella in by Rodion Roska now, and hopefully, fingers crossed, finish with zero time. The irony of it for the last tune on the Dark. So this is Citadella.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
was an excellent tune there, Mick. It was. It sounded like it was. There was an Egyptian, a native Egyptian band, jamming with the Residents, and maybe a bit of
Snake Finger in there as well. Reminded me so much of the Residents a little bit from Fingerprints era, with the phasing on the synths and that's going on. Anyway, we've got about 2 minutes to go.
So we're going to say our goodbyes. Sorry, Mick. We've got zero time, and this is Zero Time.